sex bell for something else entirely, and term rumble quietly on. I just tried to keep my head down, but ended up messing up my GCSEs. Much to Dad's disappointment, but mainly thanks to the encouragement of Mrs. Kovacic, I managed an A and a B in English. I'm in the library every lunchtime, far away from the noise outside, putting the finishing touches on my end before the short story competition. Today from Joshua's school, asking me to come right away. I was in the middle of a Zoom with one of our most important clients, Majestic Wine. He's been scrapping the game, broke the lad's jaw, and now he's suspended, pending further investigation. What am I gonna do with this kid? Shaking the hand of the dower assistant head, I asked, does Mrs. Kovacic still teach here? She's taking some well-deserved leave. The old brick buildings have been replaced with glass and steel and blue flames to watch the under-21s.
That was Bullies from Richard Dawson's End of the Middle. Sorry, I just had to rush back. The fifth group is Marie Davidson's City of Clowns. Sorry about that. Here is Yam Clean. Sorry about that. I actually had planned to play Yam, Soul Wax version, Dirty. Here it is. Yeah. Now I'd like to feature DSF Red Leaves Hockey at this time. Just a minute, please. Before they kicked off their US East Coast road trip, First with the Independent Red Leaves. Before they kicked off their U.S. East Coast road trip, the team announced this season's leadership group at Burnaby's Bill Copeland this week, with Keanu Robinson, Walker Erickson, Austin Fraser as assistant captains, with Lucas Ceccarelli announced as this year's captain. Both teams were in action on October 3rd as the Independent Red Leafs faced the Providence College Friars, a National Collegiate Athletic Association Division I team who plays in the Hockey East, at Schneider Arena in Providence, Rhode Island, where the puck drop was at 4 p.m. Pacific. Providence opened the scoring 3:47 into the game as Logan Sawyer eluded SFU's Jesse McKay, who faced 13 Friars shots in the first, while the Providence starter, Philip Svedebeck, stopped all 10 Red Leafs shots. But Providence exploded for 4 goals in the middle frame, started by Tanner Adams at 4:31, Graham Gamache at 6:08, 53 seconds after which Jack Parsons replaced Philip Svedebeck in goal, Gamache with a second at 13:24, and capped off by Hudson Malinowski with 59 seconds left, all on the SFU starter, Jesse McKay, who surrendered four goals on 18 shots in the second as the Friars outshot the Red Leafs 31-17 after 40 minutes. Providence continued their assault on SFU in the third with goals from Will Elger at 4:41, Alexei Kivioja at 11:10, after which Aaron Matthews replaced Jack Parsons at 15:54, 4:06 left in regulation. The Red Leafs scored their only goal on the Friars soon after, as Austin Fraser eluded Aaron Matthews at 17:07, just 73 seconds after he took over, as Providence swarmed SFU 7-1, as the Friars were led by Will Elger, Logan Sawyer, with a goal, 2 assists each. Just a minute, please. Graham Gamache with 2 goals and Hudson Malinowski with a goal, an assist, as the Red Leafs backstop, Jesse McKay, gave up 7 goals on a whopping 45 shots. Let me look. I just want to get one of the names right. That's all. It's either Will Elger or Will Iger. Just a minute, please. Sorry about that. Sorry, I just have to get the names right. That's all. There is a box score in this game, so it is Will Elger, who had a goal and 2 assists each, who had a goal and 2 assists with Logan Sawyer. Meanwhile, for Providence goalies, Philip Svedebeck stopped 11, Jack Parsons 14, and Aaron Matthews yielded the lone SFU goal on the only shot he faced as the Red Leafs fired 26 shots on the Friars' goal. Later on, the BCIHO Red Leafs played the University of Oregon Ducks, a Division I club team in the American Collegiate Hockey Association, at Rink Exchange in Eugene, Oregon, with the puck drop at 7:30 p.m. SFU got on board late in the first period as Alec Pettingale scored with 1:48 left as the BCIHL Red Leafs finished period 1 up 1-0, despite getting outshot by the Oregon Ducks 14-13. SFU doubled their lead early in period 2 as RJ Dickey scored a shorthanded goal at 3:58. Oregon got on board late in period 2 as Dylan Chapman eluded Max Fowler as the BCIHL Red Leafs outshot the Ducks in period 2 18, 12, 31, 26 after 40 minutes. SFU stormed the Oregon goal in the third as they pumped 16 shots on goal, but no goals to show for it. However, with no goals in the third, the BCIHO Red Leafs edged the Ducks 2-1, with SFU outshooting Oregon 47-34. Both SFU hockey teams were in action on October 4th, first with the Independent Red Leafs, who traveled north to confront the Bentley University Falcons at Bentley Arena in Waltham, Massachusetts, with the puck drop at 4 p.m. Pacific. SFU got shelled 8-3, where neither updates nor a box score was available. Later on, the BCIHO Red Leafs took on the University of Oregon Ducks for the second night in a row at Rink Exchange in Eugene, Oregon. SFU hammered University of Oregon 6-1 to complete the weekend sweep. Much like the Independent Red Leafs game against the Bentley University Falcons, there is no box score available for the BCIHO Red Leafs 6-1 win over the Oregon Ducks. Today sees the Independent Red Leafs continuing their first U.S. East Coast road trip as they take on the Sacred Heart University Pioneers at Martyr Family Arena in Fairfield, Connecticut. The puck drop is at 1 p.m. Pacific.
Listen to music and podcasts from CGSF 90.1 FM with our radio app. It's on-the-go listening made easy. You can tune into all our music, spoken word, and multicultural shows using your device. Our app lets you set reminders so you'll never miss your favorite show again. Stay connected to CGSF 90.1 FM through our community radio app. Download the app from the Apple Store or get it on Google Play.
Volunteering at CGSF 90.1 FM is a great experience and is easy to get started. So I'll tell you a little bit about it in the hope that you reach out. As this station is run almost entirely by volunteers, you have a variety of ways to get active at CGSF. Every department can use a little bit of help. Arts and entertainment. Well, you can write and produce reviews, conduct interviews of local musicians, the music library, acquiring, organizing, reviewing, and compiling charts. Public affairs. Interviewing groups, attending events, recording lectures. Public relations, postering, graphic design, and programming. You can host your own show or work on a collective. Production, audio editing, and PSA building. And once you feel comfortable, you can even volunteer to help the volunteers. So volunteer with us at CGSF 90.1. Email us at vol4cgsf@sfu.ca.
Welcome back. The sixth act is Cheek Faces Middle Spoon. Just trying to find the album here. Just a minute, please. For some reason, the CGSF, the search engine could not find it, so I just have to find it by scrolling down my mouse. Just a minute, please. Hopefully it's not too much longer. There we go. Here is Wind Is Gone.
It really seems like it's over. Do you want want to argue? I don't want to argue. We should donate all our money to something. Something good.
There are problems with the wind, but the wind is gone. There are issues at the plant, the workers can't carry on. If you need a sign, you can bang my line. Dial 999999999. The bygones are gone, but what's gone is not forgotten. There are issues at the plant, and the foreman cannot solve them. If you need a sign, you can bang my line. Dial 999999999.
Behold the marble gods. Behold the golden statues. Behold the piece of birthday cake the size of Lincoln's shoe. Now close your tab. Close all your tabs. You have reached the end of reading. Behold the mansions. Behold the Tesla, McDonald's. Behold the ketchup, the other red meat. And that concludes my prepared remarks. I will now be taking questions.
There are problems with the wind, but the wind is gone. There are issues at the plant, the workers can't carry on. If you need a sign, you can bang my line. Dial 999999999. The bygones are gone, but what's gone is not forgotten. There are issues at the plant, and the foreman cannot solve them. If you need a sign, you can bang my line. Dial 999999999.
Thank you for listening to episode 39 of the Steve Chong Show in 2025, part of Open Mic on CJSF 90.1 FM, the campus community radio station for Simon Fraser University. I'm your host, Steve Chong. Coming up at 11, it's Julian Taylor's Jukebox. Now to the last tune before 11, it's the seventh band, Bitter Fiction's Phantoms, with Until Then.
my name is Lowell, and you're listening to CJSF 90.1 FM, Simon Fraser Campus Radio.
Would you give me a beat?
CJSF 90.1 FM is the campus radio station for Simon Fraser University, located on Burnaby Mountain in BC, Canada. CJSF 90.1 FM, diverse, independent, yours. Check us out on SoundCloud or at cjsf.ca.